Like, having to look at the hipsters is going to be stuck in, like, my eyes, and popcorn's going to be stuck in my teeth. It's just going to be awful.
That's a sticky.
Ooh.
Begin stands for Retard Podcast with Todd Helgeson and Jebediah.
No, J-Lo. It was almost as popular as J-Lo. But my Xbox broke down, and I moved out of town.
And I grew a frown.
And I grew a big frown, and now I'm just a big gaybo.
Alright, so,
this isn't recording, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I can cut it all out.
Yeah, we're gonna cut this out. This is bad.
Well, I thought it was funny. I'm gonna use that as the music intro.
Okay.
As your poems.
Good. Poetry for nerds.
Well, I didn't know where we were going. I just hit record. We're 4 minutes in.
Scary.
That's why I kept trying to bring up Rebecca Black lyrics when you...
Oh. Oh, Rebecca Black. You know I'm actually engaged to her?
No, you're not.
No. I wouldn't.
Rebecca Black almost sounds like a porn name.
Oh, it does. Well, I think of like a 70s person who like lived in a commune and somehow died in like a 30-way orgy with crystal meth. And is like it, someone wrote a song about it.
Do you think anyone has Googled Rebecca Black expecting pornographic results? Mm-hmm. And even worse, do you think anyone's ever Googled Rebecca White in hoping of finding a racial counterpart? Like, they didn't like the black versions.
So. What if Rebecca White has a song called Monday? Monday.
About her accounting job.
Gonna do my homework. Monday. Family, home, evening.
Oh. Today is Monday. Tomorrow is
Tuesday.
That video.
I kind of want her to make one for every day of the week now, though.
Me too. You did see that interview with her on ABC, right?
Yes.
Just some of the comments that people have been saying online, and they're not nice.
No.
Her song Friday is the worst song I've ever heard in my entire life. Even deaf people are complaining.
Okay. It doesn't bother me.
I hate her voice. It's going to be stuck in my head for life. Friday, OMG.
I think that's an accomplishment, you know? Even a person that doesn't like it, it's going to be stuck in their head. So that's the point of it. It's a catchy song.
What's the meanest thing you've read that maybe hurt you the most?
I hope you cut yourself, and I hope you get an eating disorder so you'll look pretty, and I hope you go cut and die.
Have you cried at all throughout all of this, or are you just strong?
When I first saw all these nasty comments, I did cry.
And how she was... She actually wasn't that bad of a singer, at least when she sang the anthem, it sounded okay.
We can sing the national anthem.
The national anthem. She reminds me of Meg. Even the announcer is, like, being mean to her.
Oh, man.
And reading these awful comments and just wanting, like, looking at her response.
It reminded me of the South Park where, I think Butters goes, and he has, like, balls on his chin. And, like, he goes on Mari. And Mari's like, what did people call you? And he's like, names. And Mari's like, did they call you this? And they say, oh, look at that freak. That's, oh. Oh, my gosh. Like, it'd be almost cool if I was, like, related to her. And, like, I could go somewhere with her and, like, people start to make fun of her, and then I could start to make fun of her with them.
As an extended family member.
Yeah.
What would you humiliate yourself for 16 million views in a week?
No. Well,
what about the ad revenue from that 16 million views in
maybe.
A week?
Maybe.
But no,
I do it for money.
It's her, it's the, what's the name of that company that published it? It's
Arc Music Factory.
Arc Music Factory's probably taking the biggest chunk out of that.
Oh yeah.
So, and she's just getting a lose-lose, I mean.
Yeah.
Unless they have her on, like, the next tampon commercial, I don't know where she's going to get royalties from.
she could end up, she'll end up, maybe she'll be on 16 and pregnant.
Oh. And then we can see ads for...
Like, 16 and pregnant, celebrity edition.
Internet meme edition?
Yeah.
And, like, well, or she'll be, maybe she'll be in, like, ads for car seat covers. It'll say, which seat can I take? Is that,
Maybe, well, she could do an advertising thing for TGI Fridays.
I'm home!
Friday, Friday, try a new appetizer sampler Friday. Actually, I like TGI Fridays, though.
It's okay.
Yeah. I don't like Ruby Tuesday.
I don't either.
I think it's just a weird, crappy restaurant.
Why would you name anything after Tuesday?
See, we're on this day thing. Tuesday morning. That's a weird name.
Is there a Tuesday morning restaurant?
No, no. It's like a weird furniture store. It's like they have knickknacks. You can probably buy your willow tree ornaments there.
I would not shop there for anything.
I might get like a toaster from there.
You have a toaster.
I know what my parents do.
How often do you really use toaster?
I don't need a toaster. I would get like a George Foreman there.
I mean, Jebediah.
You never said a name.
Yeah, I did.
You did? Let's
bleep that out.
Okay, if... Can I just say my full name and we can bleep it out?
Yeah.
My full name is... Ross Perot. I did run for president back in the day. Now I'm doing this.
Podcrafting.
Yes.
In the podcrafting room.
Yes, and I do love that there's a hot glue gun over there.
Don't judge the... Everything here has a reason.
Well, hot glue guns are useful.
I kind of like playing with them.
Do you like melting the glue? Yeah. Just like making a pile of it?
Yeah. Well, I like putting it on my fingers and then pulling it off.
That sounds painful.
Well, not when it's really hot. You let it cool for a second.
Mm-hmm. I've done that. I always like to play with those candle warmers. You know, it just melts the candle. And so you just like put your finger in there and you're like...
I never did that. I ate glue as a child.
Here's the bad thing, though. If you make a lot of layers of it and then you take it off, it basically looks like a condom.
Yeah, but you didn't. I assume you were doing this when you were like 5, 10,
me and
15.
Yeah, like 15. I remember because I was about. It was like 9th grade, I would say. Me and I have a friend who's coming home soon.
Ugh.
Oh man, but we did that. We made a bunch of fake wax condoms and.
We'll call him Mr. Sci-Fi.
We'll call him Sci.
Hi.
Why did they change the spelling of that?
I don't know.
Like, it used to be short for Science Fiction Channel, and it made sense, and it was catchy enough, you know, sci-fi.
Maybe it's for marketing?
What? Like...
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's move on to, what's next? Girls soccer.
I like how that's, like, so ties in with everything.
Ugh. Well, I think this is more of a rant about not girls' soccer, per se, but girls' soccer players.
The personas of the young women across America who play competitive soccer.
I'd even say, like, the ones who stick with it, like high school and college.
Well, yeah, obviously. Well, obviously, this is high school-aged. We're not... I mean, college-aged, at that point, it's just hopeless. So let's just stick with the high school.
Yeah, because they still have hope.
Ugh, they still have hope to come out of this horrible.
Like, here's what I'm imagining in a day in the soccer girls' day. They wake up, and they look at their hair, and they think...
I don't need to comb my hair today.
Yeah, they'll say, ponytail, and they'll go, and they'll look at makeup, and they'll be like, I'm better natural. They put on a sweatshirt. They're probably still in the shirt they slept in that night.
And they put on their Adidas?
Their hey, no. No. You leave Adidas alone.
I'm just saying, I'm just...
I like Adidas a lot.
They put on their Adidas.
And then they're like, what pair of sweatpants should I wear today?
Blue or gray? The gray ones I've worn every day for a year.
Literally, like, there's probably stains from time of the month on these things.
It's gross. No, let's give them a little bit of credit. They probably wash them, but they wash them every night so that they can wear it the next day.
Yeah, their washing machine's probably just so sick. They're like, not this again. Because the washing machine, when you put stuff in it, how it mixes and stuff, it's like a show for them.
Right, well, that's what they live for.
You know, they don't... And so they like variety. It's like if you ate Mexican every night, you get sick of it. So you throw in a little stuff.
It's not only us that's mad at these high school... Or doesn't approve of these high school player girls, it's their washing machines, too.
Yeah. And probably their drawers, too.
Because the other clothes never come out of it. Because they wear the same clothing. Actually, I'm guessing the soccer girls don't even use their drawers. They probably just have, like, a pile.
I can see them as having messy rooms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So then they get to school. Then what happens?
Oh, they're snobs. Then.
They ignore any men. It just seems like they flock in groups of other soccer players.
Well, the thing, they flock together, and they probably worship their pagan goddess, who will, you know, help them win the game. And
what's this goddess's name? It's got to have a feminist twist in it. I don't know why.
Oh, it's going to be like, I'm trying to think of a non-boob joke. This is hard. It's probably going to be like Femina or something. Or
Femina.
Femina. They probably have nights where they worship her, where they probably eat like a ton of those goldfish. and like popcorn and stuff while they watch like 16 Candles or like Miss Congeniality, and that's how they worship Femina. And so they're snobby the whole day, and then
they get out of class early to get on a bus that goes who knows where.
Yeah, I don't mind that, but here's what I've always noticed, like with all girls, they would never leave school, it seems like.
They're always there.
And when they do leave school, they usually like pull their car up just to talk to people in front of the school.
Ugh.
Which I'm like, move your car. You're annoying.
I think.
And soccer's stupid to begin with, so you have nothing to be proud of.
Nothing. Literally. Oh, look, there's two poles and we're going to kick the ball. We're going to run at each other for...
No one's going to get hurt.
An hour and a half. Tackled.
There's going to be no dunking. And like men's soccer...
We're going to run like girls.
I'm just saying, like, men's soccer's a lot better than women's soccer. Like most sports, except for volleyball. Women's volleyball is always better.
Any women listeners that we may have and had are now gone.
No, they love us. They know. They know we're not serious. They know we love them.
We right. Love you. Not serious.
We love you, ladies. Yeah. But so I just disapprove of girls' soccer, and if I ever have a little girl, she will not play soccer. I wouldn't mind her playing basketball. Or just, volleyball, or...
Just try a little. That's all we're really asking for.
Yeah, like, you know what? Like, maybe 1 out of 5 days, do your hair.
Like that photo of that girl, most gorgeous looking girl.
Yeah.
And then we realize, oh, she's a soccer player. And like, then those photos, she looks about half as good looking as she does normally.
Like, maybe own more than one skirt. You know? We go to Kohl's. I like Kohl's.
And a few different pants, like...
Yeah.
Maybe a few tank tops. I don't know. Shampoo your hair. Well, I'm sure.
Jeans. Jeans. Literally, jeans match everything.
You can wear jeans with everything.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing jeans with a blazer right now. And it looks good.
Yeah. I'm wearing...
Jeans with a hoodie.
I'm wearing a hoodie and nothing else.
Oh.
I'm sorry, my legs are just black.
Like atrophied? You look like an elephant.
Oh, man.
Well, something topical now. March Madness.
Utah State lost?
Yep. Am I surprised?
No.
No.
Am I disappointed? Yes.
Yes. I was hoping, like, here's the thing, like, we just did not put our, like, we were not together.
And I was hoping that we'd win just to show that our 12th seed was not right. But we lost.
Yeah, or I was hoping we could, do better than BYU.
Nope. Which is really quite a shame, considering they really only have one good player.
Yeah. His name rhymes with Boner.
We can say his name on this podcast.
No.
No? Okay, we won't.
I won't say it. I don't know.
Obama was talking about him.
Ooh.
He said that he was quite the young man.
Quite.
Well, I don't know. That's not a quote. I was just paraphrasing.
Yeah, but I...
He put him in the Sweet 16, I think.
Did Obama probably made a bracket.
No, he did, and he put BYU in the Sweet 16.
I wonder... Here's what I'm wondering. Like, who does he do his bracket with?
I don't know. It was like some televised thing.
Like... Is it with other presidents? Maybe he has, like, Bush a senator in there.
Bush yeah. And him put $100 down and...
Yeah.
Clinton. I wouldn't invite Clinton into my March Madness.
Oh, I would.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't invite Hillary.
No, I would invite Clinton if he just promised Hillary wouldn't show up.
Here's the thing. Obama sees Hillary. You know, they work together. So,
would you ever
kind of got to invite Clinton. Like,
even if she's good at her job, would you ever hire her just that face?
I would make her. I would ban her from pantsuits. That would be...
Ugh.
Oh my gosh.
Hillary Clinton. I did have a dream once that she made me eggs and bacon in the morning. Eggs and bacon. Not Aiken. I don't even know what that is. No, she wasn't naked. She's just really nice.
Maybe she is. I mean, she did, raise... She had, a daughter. And, who was I with? Oh, yeah, by the way, one of the, presidents... Yeah, President Bush's daughter, works for Good Morning America.
Really?
Yeah, one of them.
Well, do you realize,
But she, got a journalism degree and stuff.
If you were... You could... That pulls a lot of weight, just having that name.
Well, yeah, but, I'm not gonna judge her just from that.
I will.
Oh. Oh. I don't judge you by your awful last name.
My last name is shared by more people of another race than me. You look on the TV and you see all kinds of African Americans.
Mine you get...
Which makes me wonder how I got the name I do.
Well, either A, when your ancestors are black, or B, this happened with a lot of the
Which I'm hoping, because that would boost my ego. Even if I was 1/32nd black, rap music would be justified.
Remember, how do I say
that? I love hip-hop.
Remember him?
I'll just have to bleep it out. Yeah,
remember...
They're going to be able to hear it.
They can't hear that.
Yeah, they can.
No, they can't.
Well,
anyway, let's call him Mountain Dew.
Why?
Because I'm seeing a Mountain Dew right now.
Let's call him...
Bear?
No, let's call him Scooter.
No.
Because he always... That's all I remember from him is him.
Yeah, let's call him Scooter. So Scooter's 1/32nd black.
I know. That's what I was hoping. If I found that out, you have no idea.
Or, here's the thing. A lot of the slaves took, the plantation owner's last name.
Right, which I'm hoping is not the case.
Which is... I'm wondering if that's my case.
Well, I can totally see your grandpa's
you
like racist slave
out.
Owner.
You're gonna have to beat that out. Remember Bald Mountain Meadow Massacre? Let's get that in there too.
Yeah. Did we talk about that last week?
I don't want to go into that this week.
Okay, that'll be its own podcast.
Snacks. For them or against them? Are you pro or con snack?
Do you know anyone con snack?
Vegetarians?
We're not bringing vegetarians. Of course I'm pro snack.
You know it's a good snack, which vegetarians wouldn't like?
What?
Beef jerky.
Oh, I love beef jerky.
Favorite beef jerky. It's this off-brand you get at Sam's Club, but it's like Man Washington. Oh boy, Alberta. Beef jerky.
Never heard of it.
Most people don't like it. I don't know. I was raised on it. It's
what's the pork skin stuff? Do you remember that?
Pork rinds?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, those are gross.
I don't like them.
I had a companion I mentioned who ate them.
Ugh.
Not a lot, though. He neither are bad. He literally liked them.
My favorite snack is, I really, really like the sour cream and cheddar Lay's potato chips. Ugh.
I like just the sour cream. I don't know the cheddar.
You don't like the... They make just plain sour cream chips?
Yeah, dude. It's like the green... Comes in the green package.
Ugh.
Dude, that's the good stuff. I like the sour cream chips. I don't like sour cream, though.
I like... Well, I'm the same way. I like,
I don't think they actually do taste like sour cream.
Vinegar. Way. Salt and vinegar chips, but they burn my mouth. My mouth is constantly chapped from never drinking water. And so whenever I eat salt and vinegar chips, it burns.
Like a snail.
Because my diet... Well, yeah, my diet consists of soda and...
And you wonder why you're diabetic.
No, because mine's inherited, so...
Yeah, that's just because
I didn't
Lord,
drink soda.
The Lord knew you'd be drinking this much soda.
So he just got it over with?
He's like, let's just diagnose it. Get him used to insulin.
So I become... Am I going to grow into... Can I have... Since I have type 1 diabetes, can I have type 2... Can I grow into type 2 diabetes later on?
Yeah. You have type 3 diabetes.
There's no type 3.
It's 1 and 2 combined.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So...
favorite candy bar. I'm going to say mine. And candy bar has to be like an actual bar. Mainly chocolate is what I can think of. There's like a nut roll I would include in there. And candy bar. But my favorite, Butterfinger.
I disagree with Butterfinger.
What's yours?
It used to be Reese's, but I got so sick of peanut butter as a
That's
kid.
That's a cup. It's not a bar.
Okay, bar Snickers.
That's what I keep hearing. That's what my brother says.
I've never been a fan of Twix. I never understood people who like Twix.
They're all right. Twix is all right.
I like Kit Kats too, but I seem like I never. I feel like I never get enough.
I don't see them very many places.
And what's with? Why did they ever stop that catchy Kit Kat bar?
Give me a break. Give me a break. Give me a. That's like
break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Like that was used in media. It was used in The Office. Like, we know it, and that was probably before our time.
And they don't do that anymore. Why? Who's the marketing idiot behind that?
Yeah. It's who got rid of Hot Pocket?
Hot Pocket. Do they still not do that?
I don't see it anymore.
Hmm.
Or Where's the Beef, or, you know?
I'd consider...
You know who has had tons of advertising slogans, if you realize it?
Yeah.
McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
I'm loving it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Like, that one?
They've gone through a lot.
You know, McDonald's, on a side note, is not the world's largest restaurant chain anymore.
What is?
Guess.
Subway?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I like Subway better than McDonald's, but I like sandwiches, so.
I do too. I kind of want to go get Subway. What time do they close?
I think there's one in Walmart, isn't there?
I don't know.
After this,
now we have to end this podcast.
We'll end this at the appropriate time, which I think is coming up.
Yeah, I wanted to take a break just for the fact. Yeah,
let's take a break.
Okay, we'll take a break. Okay. We already threw all our topics, but
okay. We'll come up with. We'll talk about how the trek went. To Subway.
Oh, and that's how we're gonna do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're back.
Oh, we are, yeah. Well, update on Subway.
It was good.
It was good.
I got the spicy Italian.
Cold cut combo.
Things worked out. Mm-hmm. We saw about 30 cop cars. Let's look up what that was real quick.
Oh my gosh. There was like the big trailer for the Davis County, so it's basically the SWAT team.
And news. And
there was some from Farmington. I think I saw a Centerville one.
Let's see if there's the news.
It may not be updated yet.
4% tuition increase. They do that every year. KSL. Was it the KSL trucks that we saw there?
KSL is always over everything, so let's say, yeah. KSL News Radio 1160.
Hmm. News.
Well, just type in, Kaysville Police News.
Dude, it would have been up here if...
I don't think it's up there. Anyway, we'll see what... We'll update you on the next podcast on that.
That was crazy. Okay.
One
last piece of news.
I was talking about a movie last time with hackers in it. It's called Hackers. Classic movie. Look it up. Well, that's about it for me.
That's all we got.
All she wrote.
People listen to a 2-minute song in between our break, and now we talk for 30 seconds.
Hey,
and then we end
good.
It.
Yeah, I'm not dragging this on. This isn't a bad day.
No, we're not dragging it on.
I'm not dragging it on. This is the Avatar.
This isn't M. Night Shyamalan Tamahama. Alright, thanks for listening.
Oh!
That's not the button to end it.